It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today we are talking about covenants. And, you know, a covenant is kind of a promise or an agreement that you make. And oftentimes we make them with ourselves. Now, there's a theory, and I want to share the theory with you because I think it's important. The theory is that sometimes people make covenants in past lives or vows. Okay, they make a vow in a past life. And that vow, good, bad, or indifferent, affects them now. The problem is the vow might have been appropriate in a past life. It might have been effective. It might have been part of the path that they were on, but it's not so effective now, because we have new goals, new directions, new dreams, new ideas. And so what happens is because these vows are so strong, they can carry over from one lifetime to the next. So, through special past life regression hypnosis, we can go back into these past lives and we can relive them. We can free ourselves from these vows. And the result is that we'll see different results in our present life. Our present life will change because we've changed things in the past. Now, look, you don't have to buy this. You don't have to believe it. Here's what's interesting about it. This is what's really exciting about it. The universe acts as if it's real. Your subconscious mind acts as if it's real. So think about this. If your subconscious mind believes that you made a vow of suffering, to suffer, that suffering was good, that suffering was healthy, that suffering was purifying, that suffering was cleansing. If you made this vow somewhere, somehow, some way, this belief system got into your subconscious mind, then the past life regression therapy that we perform will clear it away. Even if there's no such thing as past lives. And I'm not here to tell you that past lives exist. I'm not here to tell you that they don't exist. I honestly don't know. But what I do know is that these covenants, these vows that we have made in our subconscious mind at some point in time are affecting you now. Now, here's something I want you to think about. Did you know that a newborn fetus, not even born, a fetus inside the womb, once its brain is developed, dreams about 22 hours a day, 20 to 22 hours a day. It's dreaming. It's in REM sleep. That's rapid eye movement. So we know that that fetus, that unborn baby, is dreaming. What is it dreaming about? Is it dreaming about its future? Are you creating your future? Some people believe you are. Some people believe that images and energies and experiences of past lives are being dreamt about and imprinted on the new brain. Again, I don't know the answer to this. All I know is what works. All I know is that if you continue to live a life of suffering, but you want to live a life of happiness and joy, you want to live a life of feeling good about yourself, feeling good about your world, but you're constantly stuck in a mode of suffering, physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, even spiritually. If you're constantly in this suffering mode, no matter what your goals are, what your dreams are, until you remove the belief system that says that suffering is healthy, that suffering is good for you, you're going to continue to suffer. That's important. So let's take a look at some of these vows. The vow of obedience. This is oftentimes a church vow, but it can also be a marriage vow too. And so you have these vows of obedience that maybe you didn't make in this life, but you've made in a past life, or it's still in the back of your head. In other words, you go to the church and you do the ceremony to love, honor, and cherish is what they say nowadays. But they used to say to love, honor, and obey. So maybe that's still rolling in the back of your head. So now you're operating from a position of obedience when you really want to be operating from a position of personal enlightenment and power. You really want that obedience to not be necessarily to another human being, but more to a divine source, perhaps. The problem is that you have that belief system stuck in your head. Now, here's how that can affect you. You say you want to do this, that you have a goal to accomplish this, that this is the direction you'd like to take. And guess what? Your husband or your partner doesn't agree. And consequently, you pull back because of obedience. What about obedience to the law? Now, obedience to the law, following the law, I should say, is good. Obedience to bad laws, unjust laws, is bad. But many of us turn a blind eye to unjust laws in our country. We turn a blind eye because we don't want to get involved. We don't want it to mess with our life. But what if Gandhi had had the same view? Gandhi chose to fight his own inner obedience, his own inner predisposition for obedience. And the result was freedom, not just for himself, but for 700 million other Indians in India. So one is the vow of obedience. Another one is the vow of suffering. And we've talked about that. But I know people, and you know them too. Come on, you do, that are always in a state of suffering. I think that they have a belief system somewhere locked in their subconscious mind, whether it's from a past life or not, that they get benefit, that they win points from suffering. You know, that used to be, it still is, I think, one of the kind of the precepts of being a saint was, or being a martyr anyway, was that you had undergone some form of suffering, that as if the suffering was good. Now, if you believe it's good and you like that idea, you don't have to change these, by the way. You can adopt them. If you think that suffering is good for you and healthy for you, and empowering, by all means, keep it. It's your choice. You have that free will. We're going to talk about more of these vows when we get back and what you can do about it. But we'll take a break right now.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
I want to remind each and every one of you that your life is important, that you have a limited amount of time on this earth to make your life extraordinary, to make it wonderful, to make it happy, to make it joyful, to make it prosperous and abundant. You are a co-creator of your reality. I want to help you unlock your power. I want to help you unlock your potential through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I want you to claim your 30 minutes free of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. You have nothing to lose. Now, if you have an emergency, perhaps a split up in the family, perhaps your business has taken a nosedive, perhaps you're struggling with some deep interpersonal things, write me a letter. Go to the website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. It's a resource site for the law of attraction. There's articles there. We're putting new articles up every week. So there's all kinds of things there, but send me a letter or fill out the form. If you send a letter, I will get to you quicker, okay? Because I'm deeming it an emergency, and one of us will get to you much sooner. You've got nothing to lose. Try it out for 30 minutes. See if it makes sense to you. Well, another vow is the vow of silence. And this is usually associated with, you know, some kind of religious order. But it also goes back to vows that we had imposed upon us. You know, we have vows that we've made, and then we have imposed upon vows. And an imposed upon vow is children are to be seen, not heard. Shut up, go to your room. Those are all vows of silence. If I wanted to hear what you had to say, I'd ask. You're not allowed to talk at the dinner table. And what that does to a child is it imposes a vow of silence so that they lose their voice. Their throat chakra closes up. And it happens a lot to women too. Women are to be seen, to be pretty, to be, you know, sexy, all those kind of things. But they shouldn't say anything. And so oftentimes women have problems with the throat chakra. Anyway, I throw that out there for you because if you're having problems speaking your truth, telling it like it is the way you believe it is, then you may have an imposed or a chosen vow of silence. And we can clear that for you. Vow of devotion. You know, it's good to be devoted to certain things. I'm very devoted to you, my listener. I'm very devoted to my wife. I'm devoted to our business. I'm devoted to our cats. They're devoted to me too. But, you know, there are also areas of life where you don't want to be devoted. You want to be more effective. And so if you find yourself wasting huge amount. You don't want to be devoted to Facebook for sure. If you find yourself being devoted to video games, Facebook, sports, wasted time activities, then perhaps you need to look at what's going on, your belief system, and you may have a vow of devotion. Well, chastity is another one, and you'd be surprised, folks, how many people I have run into in the ages of 30s all the way up to 40s that are still chaste. And, you know, it's because they believe that's the route they're supposed to take. And that's okay. If you believe that, I endorse you and I stand behind you. But if you're suffering, if you're struggling because you have this desire for intimacy and love, and yet you also have this vow of chastity that you've taken either in this life or a lifetime, many lives ago, then you're in conflict. You have to do what's right for you. You have to follow your true will, your true direction. And of course, the vow of poverty. That's the big bugaboo, because so many people are fighting it out. They're doing everything right, and yet they've taken this vow of poverty that looms in the background. It's part of a counterintention going on in their mind, and it literally chokes the law of attraction. And until you remove that vow of poverty, the ability to attract huge amounts of money are just not going to happen, or even the right amount of money, whatever that is for you. So those are some vows. Now you can clear them by going through and making a checklist and then making a counter vow. I vow to use my resources and energies to attract wealth and prosperity from this day forward. Something like that. You put it in your own words, you know, and you can go through every one of those vows and write a counter vow. Take the vow, light some candles, some incense, make it kind of a deep personal experience, and take that counter vow as soon as possible so that you can begin empowering your life the way you choose to co-create it. This is your life, okay? So you be the boss of it. Nobody's the boss of me, right? Hey, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for sharing us on your Facebook page and for, you know, giving us those positive reviews on iTunes. We appreciate it. We just got another one. We're so excited. When we get one, we actually shoot off balloons and confetti here in the office and jump up and down. It's kind of, no, we don't do that, but we do ring bells and bang gongs. So anyway, thank you for your help. We appreciate it, and pay it forward. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.